All right, I've got the HWSR girls 4x8. If we start, just your name and your grade.
Karis Libero, senior. Toy Metzger, junior. Piper Smith, sophomore. Kaylin Cope, senior.
So a huge PR for you guys today. Second place in Class 1A. What was going right for you guys? I heard Coach giving you guys a lot of praise here afterwards as well.
I think that what made us go be well is that just the atmosphere. It does magical things. And when I was a freshman here, this changed my whole perspective of track. And I think that everyone should be able to experience what we experienced. And so I think that is the main reason why we performed the way we did.
Being here and like amazing weather and like hearing our teammates spread around the track cheering for us, it really does amazing things for you. And you run your best times here, and it's a great experience.
Hey guys, what do you think, Ayla?
Yeah, this is my first time being here, and now I understand why everybody loves it. It's the atmosphere, and it was an amazing day to run. I got great teammates, and it was just an amazing day.
So you PR by like almost 30 seconds. Is that something like, have you guys ever improved like that before, or is that like just a huge, insane PR for you guys, you think?
Last year, I think kind of a similar thing happened. We came in districts with a decent time, but then at state, the environment like this, everything they said just pushes you to do your best, and we cut down a lot of time last year as well. I think it's been difficult to perform at this level with just our regular needs, because for one, they've been really cold all year. It's been a terrible like running year. I've only ran in shorts like twice. So just being able to run in such nice weather definitely helped us improve.
An outstanding career thus far with senior.
So a lot of people tell you that the 4x8 is like most grueling like relay there is. So like going into it, like how would you guys describe your mindset or how you attack this mentally, knowing that this is something that, you know, each one of you has to really dig deep in this race?
I focused mostly on just what was in front of me. I didn't want to focus on how I was feeling. I just wanted to focus on who I needed to catch and when I needed to catch them. I think that a lot of just knowing what you have to do comes from all the practice that we put ourselves through, and Eric's done a really good job of putting us in multiple relays. Sometimes we run multiple 800s a night, so taking just one of them makes it that much easier, and you already know that your body's capable of doing it, so it's just a matter of going out and doing it.
Anyone else?
I agree.
All right, last question for you guys. What other events are you going to be competing in this weekend, and what you're kind of hoping for over those?
I'm running the sprint med, the D med, and the 4x4 next. I really would like to perform well in the D med. I think there's a lot of my play being the 400 runner, and I think that if I could get a good start, then this team could definitely perform to a very high level. I don't know what's going to come for our sprint med and our 4x4, but I guess that's something we're going to have to figure out when we do it. So.
I'm in the 400 hurdles and the 4x2. Eric always says to just go out and compete, and that's what I'm going to do. I don't really have any expectations because I haven't ran them here yet. So, yeah. I'm in the D-med, the sprint med, and the 4x4.
All right. Well, congratulations, guys. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.